Welcome to the August 19th edition of the Applied Clinical Trials Brief. In part two of her video interview, Dr. Amber Hill, founder and CEO of ResearchGrid, identified the administrative back-office processes causing the most friction in phase one trials. Purpose-built, traceable AI models designed for regulatory environments are the right tool for addressing them, with the biggest early wins in scheduling, protocol compliance monitoring, and data reconciliation. In a new contributed article, Dr. Deborah Phippard, Chief Scientific Officer of Precision for Medicine, addressed how sponsors can build lean but robust early phase evidence packages when investors demand patient-level data as it emerges. Without biological context, two responders and two non-responders do not establish a trend, and biobanked samples retained prospectively allow teams to investigate outliers or rescue ambiguous data sets at modest incremental cost. And last but not least, in industry news, Syneos Health announced three AI platform partnerships expanding its clinical development capabilities, including integrations with Casualty for evidence-based protocol strategy, Databricks for near real-time operational data, reducing source-to-insight time from days to hours, and Microsoft for workflow automation. Together, the partnerships are designed to create a unified intelligence environment connecting operational, clinical, and real-world data across the development lifecycle. And that's all for today's ACT Brief. Join us again tomorrow for more updates shaping ClinOps and drug development.